It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Palmer Lake's Board of Trustees is set to consider applications from residents seeking to fill a vacant seat during a special workshop today. The seat opened when Trustee Dennis Stern was appointed mayor last month. Two other trustees also face a recall effort. The board is expected to discuss details of that special recall election as well. The town's leadership has been in the hot seat for months over the possible annexation of land for a massive Buc-ee's travel center. A conservative action group wants to permanently eliminate income tax on tips and overtime for Colorado workers. The proposal could go to voters next year. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Congress and President Trump have created a temporary tax deduction for tips and overtime for the next 3 years. The group Advance Colorado wants to create the same exemptions in the state's tax code and make them permanent. The group is in the very early stages of putting the question on next year's statewide ballot. Colorado lawmakers this spring ensured that the state's income tax will still include overtime pay, but they have not acted on tips. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A Colorado museum has received a grant from a large national arts foundation. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart reports.
Denver's Museum of Contemporary Art has been granted $40,000 from the Andy Warhol Foundation. The funding is for a curatorial research fellowship. According to program director Rachel Bears, arts organizations across the country are facing financial and cultural challenges. The grant will support the research and development of a new exhibition or artistic initiative at the MCA, led by curator Leilani Lynch. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.